You are now locked in to another episode of the Real Soulful Podcast with Joe Wrights.
You be sharing as well, no?
What? This doesn't apply to me. You know, as a host, you don't, like, you're supposed to...
When I say it doesn't apply to me.
As a host, you're supposed to let the conversation flow.
Jesus Christ, I'm
a child. I've been reading the infographs.
I'm pure.
You're meant to let the conversation flow, bro. It's not about... I'm not here to tell my story. I'm here to listen and learn. Like I said, this is therapy for everybody, bro. When you're on Real Soulful, you get to offload. How's your week been? You all right? Should I introduce you properly, or do you want to introduce
yourself? Are we starting now?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, like, you got you.
God, man.
Yes, Edson, Mr. Limoncello, live in the flesh, man.
Mr. What?
You heard me, Limoncello, man.
Do you want to know the origination?
Can I know where that comes from? Because I'm not gonna lie, I've looked at your handle a bit times and I've wondered. Edson and Limoncello, it's not making sense.
I've had a couple handles, Twitter handles, all of that ish, you know, throughout my time. But Limoncello, basically, for all my alcohol lovers, is it's like a lemony alcohol, originally from Italy. I remember basically I was at one restaurant in my yard, very nice Italian restaurant. I just wanted to try something new, and there was like this lemon liqueur, which is what Limoncello is, like these lemony fruits. And then yeah, from there
you get the alcohol.
Now I was with my sister, you know.
Okay, Fez. Good save.
Yeah, simply dates.
Good save, Ed. Good save, first. Yeah, so that's where you discovered your lemon.
Yeah, no, I like the alcohol a lot. So I've been back there a couple times. And yeah, I've always liked the alcohol. And then I thought, why not? I need to change the name from the last one that I had. And Limoncello was born.
You also want to tell them what's in your bio as well?
Huh? That's in my bio, bro. What's in my bio, bro?
What's in your bio, bro?
I don't know. I think baby words, and that's literally
it. Boy, what is in your bio? Because
what's going on here?
Ed is a phenomenal man, bro. I'll be real. He's a very good friend, dear friend of mine. And you know, things catch my eye from time to time, bro. I'll be real.
What about me?
I would just like to know why a certain father of... Does that ring a bell? Should I continue? Or do you want to finish?
Yeah, you can continue. I don't know.
His bio says father of none, known as daddy to some.
Jesus.
So it even rhymes.
I think that's self-explanatory, don't you think?
Father of none, known as daddy to some.
Yeah, I have no kids, you know.
But yet,
they still call you daddy.
Yeah, you know, it's culture, isn't it? It's for the culture. For the culture.
Eddie.
Nah, but yeah, I ain't got no kids. Soon come, though, but yeah, when the wife comes, and the family comes also, so. I ain't got no kids now, so I'm a father of none. We move from there, man.
Are you sure there's no offspring lying around?
That I know of. Yeah, no.
Better go and rendezvous and check, brother, before they creep up knocking on your door 10 days a day or talk about her dad.
You know what it is?
You haven't been in my life.
One thing in my life I can't allow, even for the man, that we can't allow deadbeat dads, man. Deadbeat dads, that's a no-go, man. Wherever you go, take responsibility, man. It takes two to make a baby. It takes two to raise a baby.
Do you think you're going to be brethren with your kids? I was having this conversation with Dam yesterday, actually, bro. So we're saying how we felt like as Nigerians, yeah, the dynamic of like parent to child is so
different.
It's so different to like, not to say that there aren't a lot of Nigerian parents now that aren't like trying to kind of like cultivate that, you know, brethren friend vibe. But a lot of us growing up, yeah, it was like, this is my parent, and that's how they see you as your child, and that's it, bro.
You know what's like, so funny, yeah, obviously, I'm Nigerian, so I can understand the cultural aspect. But me and my dad's relationship is probably the most ideal relationship I would love to have.
Yeah, you lot are brethren, like proper.
It's brethren, but I still have fear and respect for that man. Yes, that man's done a lot for me. He's made a lot of sacrifices in his lifetime. He always says it himself. But as I've grown older, I've understood the amount of time he's taken and dedicated to me, whether that was football, whether that is me finding personal tutors, whether that is anything, any extracurricular activities he's pushed for me. And socially, we've done a lot of stuff together. Like, we've gone to watch football matches. I'm a Tottenham fan, so we've gone to watch football matches together.
What fan?
What's stronger than man,
bro? You can't, like, what's going on, bro?
Yeah, no. Listen, that's
I don't even support football, and I already know that is just that's not something you want
to
hear.
No, that's an interesting one. To be fair, I don't know how that came about. I asked him why we support Tottenham because
he asked your coach, why you don't support Tottenham.
It's when I was younger, though.
So you just decided to follow on. Could it cost your old team?
Like father, like Sunday, fair enough, man. Bro. But yeah, nah. He just said that they played good, attractive football, and I actually watched it for myself. You play amazing football. Terrible.
But I wish I had football. The football knowledge to contend, but clearly I don't. But
yo, basketball,
from what I've gathered, the amount of times that you said you're a Tottenham fan, I'm not gonna lie, people are not.
People are shocked. Everyone's shocked because the usual is United.
They're
Arsenal.
Not trying to hear it still.
Even Liverpool's a bit techie, but Tottenham, you never hear that
Jesus
one.
Jesus Christ, bro!
I'm here, you know,
South London as well. It's crazy, bro.
You know what's the other team to support in South London? Millwall.
But most people in South are Arsenal supporters, though.
You're South London. Why you support?
I don't support a team, man. If I do tell anyone that I support a team, it's always Man U. I've been saying that since year six, bro. Which team do you support?
Man, that's all the way in Manchester
United. Nah, that's what we knew, man. In Nigeria, bro. Red kit, Manchester United. That's what we knew, bro. That's what we knew.
Nah, it's that exposure. They got all of that brand exposure. Yeah, United, so that's what everyone can.
We seen what's going on with Chelsea's team.
You see, this Ukraine versus Russia, whatever it is, straight after the pandemic.
We need Essen on the front line.
Excuse me?
We need you fighting, bro. Be real.
Nah, we did the, you know, they're playing the drums. You know, they do the war drums. I can do that for you, man, but.
We need Ed on the front line, bro.
Impossible. Yeah, but risking his life, man.
Nah, it's mad still. I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've been. I've purposely not been like properly invested. Only what I see on the surface, innit, is what I read, but I haven't gone enough to do my own proper research, innit. Only because one, I don't know. I would like to say, not to discredit obviously what's going on, but I don't know. Like things that I feel like don't resonate with me at all, it's going to always be less of an interest. But obviously it's world news, innit? So you just got to like put your ear to the ground and know what's going on.
You know what it is, yeah. I wasn't paying too much attention to it until like it kind of creeps into work. So yeah. Obviously I work in finance.
Oh yeah.
When our partners in our firm were talking about if anyone has any Russian clientele, you got to report it, and that's when I started picking up into it. It's like it's mad, some of the stuff that they've done and some of the sanctions that they've introduced, just interacting or just even saying hello can catch fine just like that. With the Chelsea fiasco, I was having a conversation with my boy in gym about this. So he was like, nah, they can't do anything about this. This guy's a wealthy man. Mm-mm. If the government say no.
I heard someone in Ghana trying to buy Chelsea. I saw on TikTok, bro. So there's a brethren in Ghana that's trying to buy Chelsea. He's apparently wealthy still. He's wealthy. What's the Chelsea's owner, Ibrahimovic, that's his name?
Abramovich,
Ibrahimovic.
He was there.
Yeah, there's a guy in Ghana that's trying to buy Chelsea as well. They say he's got bread, bro. Apparently, they said obviously you don't know the people that have money. So apparently, apparently he's got bread. He said he's trying to buy Chelsea still.
If he does, let that be the downfall of Chelsea, man. I'm ready for them
to go down. Come along.
I'm ready for them to
change
go
down. Change the whole brand.
Yeah. Change the whole from starting 11 to goalkeeper. All African players. I'm ready for it.
Change the whole branding, bro. Nah, that's mad. Nah, but to be fair. Obviously, I was listening to pull up. I feel like what the man was saying is like, because Russia is such a big like country, yeah. Like, unless you want a war with them, yeah, it's a thing where it's like you've got to go around.
You know what's so crazy? I found out that they have 6 time zones in Russia.
So right on.
Do you know how messed up that is? How can you have 6 time zones? Because it expands
that country's crazy still.
What it expands to what Eastern Europe?
How many does the US have? Do you know?
I know it has East Coast, West Coast times. Then it has, I think it might have a couple different ones towards South because obviously America.
Because I always used to think the big powerhouses was always, in my head, was always US, China, then Russia. But obviously now, can't rely, man, with everything that's going on, Russia,
they're doing a count of submarines that all countries have.
Russia got China. The most. No, apparently they have Russia, the most, they've got the most nuclear weapons as well.
Russia, I'm not surprised that
Russia got the most nuclear weapons as well. But this is what I'm saying. A lot of countries are thinking, obviously, you can't attack them head on. And Putin's really, really, really ready to war, innit? So it's a thing where if you really want to start the beef, he'll start it. So you got to go around it. So obviously, that's why they're putting all these sanctions in place, locking off all, even with petrol now. I'm hearing that's another reason why people are complaining about petrol prices because Russia owes a lot of A lot of petrol.
The petrol price has got everyone in a chokehold, man. I've stopped driving, but I'm.
And y'all niggas want me to start driving. I'm comfy, man. Not yet, bro.
General question though, if they put you on front line, how long do you think you're lasting?
What, to fight for Russia?
No, to fight against Russia, yeah.
Oh, to fight against?
How long do you think you're lasting?
I give myself a good month.
A month?
Yeah, bro. I give myself a good month on the front lines, bro. Gotta be tactical, bro.
Nah, I'm running backwards.
Are you crazy? Have you held a gun before?
Have I held a gun? No, I'm gonna shoot him.
See?
I want
there
to
you go.
Shoot
you're already lacking, bro. Man's held a two. You held already, a gun. Bro. Set up. Shut you, bro. I'm being serious, bro. I held a shotgun.
Did you fire it off though?
Yeah, in the air. Promise you. Where? It's the reason why my uncle Sonny's in jail right now. I'll be real.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on here? Free uncle, but what's going on here?
I'm being serious. Nah, he shot someone still.
He shot someone? Yeah. What, as in?
I don't know if I should even be saying, might get bleeped, but yeah, he shot someone still.
But yeah, what's he doing? Was it?
Drunken night.
You see, my drunken nights normally go with laugh about some demand them, couple other things.
Drunken nights though, like got into argument, shotgun was obviously right there, it's laid off still.
Did the person die?
I think they died, yeah.
It's a shotgun, you have to, there's no way.
I think they died, yeah. So he's behind bars.
Three unks
Sunny, man.
How long is he behind bars for?
I have no idea, but the time my dad told me about the story, I was in year 10 when he told me about the story.
You've never been arrested before?
I haven't been arrested before, no. I've been stopped and searched. Well, is that the rankings these days? How many arrests?
I'm just asking.
How many arrests
you
got? No, I'm asking.
Have you been arrested?
No.
Are you sure?
No. Do I look like someone that's been arrested?
You could, bro. Be real.
Facts.
Nah, I've never been arrested. I've been stopped and searched, bro. I remember the first time I got stopped and searched, I was actually scared, you know. Bit my thing.
So well.
It wasn't a mad thing, bro. Like, yeah, I was coming home from school. I'm in Woolworth. I'm walking up. I've gone past Bagel King. So basically, there were times, I can't lie, we were down by the secondary school. There were times where you did it, like, I didn't have bread, like, serious bread, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thirsty, bruv. Like, and this was in the summer as well. I was thirsty. Mm. So there used to be this shop, yeah, in Wolf Road. They used to sell something called sarsaparilla for 20p, a glass of it.
Okay.
So the times where, like, I'm thirsty, I need something to drink, I just pray to God that at least I've got 20p on me, bro. I just ask somebody on the road, excuse me, have you got 20p? Get a glass of sarsaparilla. So I remember I bought sarsaparilla. I've gone past Bagel King and I don't know what was happening. You know where people park their car? In like that side road after Bagel,
mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is? It used to be a kebab shop, but now it's a shawarma.
Yeah, yeah. It's got like a bridge over.
Yeah, that. So I don't know. Certain matters happened there. I'm walking past it now, and then I've just been called in it. Like, literally called me, and they were like, "Oh yeah, I just want to stop and search you." Just let them do their thing, bro. I was just thinking, "Rob, what was going on?"
Nah, you know, as a kid, I wasn't too scary looking, so I never got stopped and searched. But as soon as
you started driving, scary looking.
If I show you, let me know if it's.
Oh, you put on the pounds now, yeah?
Yeah, to be fair, I started working out, let's say, sixth form, but I wasn't trying to get that big. But I started getting stopped and not even stopped and searched, just stopped in general when I started driving. That's when I was like, what the heck is going on?
What was the plate saying?
Second? Yeah. They will pick it up, you know. I'll hear back.
You heard me, bro.
But yeah, it's calm. It's like all my cars have been calm, I think. I hope. But. Yeah, no, that's when I started getting stopped by a fed.
How did you handle it? Like, what was it for you when that gets on the search?
I was so rude to policemen. Everything. If all my documents are in check, you're in big, big trouble, man. And more time, 9 out of 10 times, they were always in check, innit?
Have you been in a car crash?
You see, no, because
I was listening to Three Shots and I heard a mad thing, bruv. With Taser, he's going to some mad car crash and the guy went flat, his back went flying, like, literally, flying, he's hit a tree. Obviously now Taser tried to call the ambulance. The guy goes, no. No papers. No papers.
Nah, I've never been like this.
And they let him go. I was listening to him. Marvin was he was making me laugh. It's like, you let him go. Because apparently the bodywork was 7 bags. So imagine he had called, like, obviously, and claimed. But obviously the guy said no papers.
You got a lie. So
that's
man.
A deporting, bro.
You got a lie. Nah, I've never had a car. I always pray before I drive.
You never been in a car crash, bro? Blessings, blessings.
Nah, there was one that's literally was so, because it could have been, me. It was so crazy. When I was driving recklessly in uni times, me and my boys used to always race. Shout out Shay. Shay, you watch this. You remember. shout out Shay. Well, we used to always race, innit? And there was one time, I think he must have flown up to Birmingham. We used to always fly there for like Freshers Week and not what. So it was me, my boy Shay, my best mate Josh, and another guy now, yeah. So now we're all getting into cars now, yeah. My boy, Shay's gone to his car, I've gone to my car. Josh got into my car as well. But he could have gone either into my car or my other boy's car. So then we all just set off, all racing, all three of us, all racing now. This car, we're all going. They were racing to some rear, I don't know what event, I think it was Freaky Freshers or whatever it was, racing to one event in Berms. Then next thing you know, my boy pulls off, he had like one seat, so he was off. He pulled off now, and then he tried to zoom past the four-way junction. And just as he pulled through, A3 came through the side. Bams, like, he went into like a pile of bricks. I didn't know there were airbags on the side of the car. They came out. The front steering
wheel. That's how you know that's a crash, bro.
Whole airbags thing on the side collapsed. Of I said, nah, 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 nah.
Did he survive? Is he all right?
He was calm. Like, at the time, he was calm. He got out of the car, he was calm. But you know when the adrenaline wears off?
Yeah.
Started feeling pain. And then ambulance came and everything. It was just, it was messed up, man. But thankfully, he came out of that lab, but that was
this reminds me of a story about but one of the man them to two man in room, they got into a car crash, yeah. And it wasn't their fault, it was actually not their fault, innit? But the way they exacerbated this injury, bro.
You got
my
game.
Neck and my claiming. Back. Bro, claiming. To the point where the people are calling him in for checkups, they saying how they can't sleep at night. Bro, they got paid, bro. What? I'm telling them they can't sleep at night, they're having flashbacks.
Compensate me, God.
That is funny, bro.
You know, so I used to work in insurance, but not type of car insurance. Like, if anyone knows, like, I used to work at some next company, but it was a syndicate of Lloyd's of London.
Yeah.
If there's one thing insurance companies hate, is paying out premiums. It's the worst. Paying out
premiums.
Because more time just collecting.
This one's going out.
Yeah, so man, they hate them ones when they go out.
That's not their thing, bro. Have you got any plans for the summer?
Got Marbella booked with the lads and the lasses.
Marbella.
Yeah, got Marbella booked. About a group of eight of us. We're going out. That's going to be lit. Nah, we were supposed to go last year because
holiday stays on holiday, boy.
What do you mean by that?
Apparently, it's the written rule of going on holiday.
Is that what you do on holiday?
I've never been on holiday.
Have you never been on holiday?
I've only been to Nigeria.
Can you confirm that, Banks? Yeah, Nigeria's on holiday.
Bro, I said this on the pod. I've only been to France. That one, they even stopped me because I didn't
have papers.
I nearly got taken home that day, bro. My life flashed before my eyes.
I didn't have papers.
Year seven, bro. I've actually never been on a last holiday still. I can't go on holiday.
You need to go on.
A man them holiday. What?
It's like,
oh, girls are coming with you, look.
Yeah, it's like my homegirls, man. You know, it's one thing I swear to you, next holidays are some of the best holidays I've been in. Man, we can get in for free now because we're girls. And it's just, the vibe is good, man. The girls can do a wingman for you. The man can do a wingman for the girl. It's lit.
Say nothing. Mixed holiday.
Try it, man. With your friends, though. Like, these are like my sisters, basically.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. I didn't say anything, but I feel you still.
This guy.
I feel your energy, bro.
This guy. You know, he doesn't have fewer friends.
What the hell is going on? I said, I feel your energy. I hear what you're saying.
Hey, bro. I feel energy too.
I thought you were talking about like the man them, innit? Like, yeah, apparently the written rules what goes on holiday. What happens on holiday stays on holiday.
Yeah, like the man them need to go. Everyone's out in Tulum right now. So I would have loved to go out to Tulum.
Yeah, Mexico, people are really.
Yeah, my other brothers there literally in Tulum. We literally had a birthday party for one of my guys, and then the next day they were out in Tulum. But got Marbella. I want to do this DLT Malta thing, but
people say they're looking for places to stay.
You can't do that. The tickets are only if you get ticket, you get accommodation. There's no just entry. Charlie even basically even made the ticket.
Down.
Yeah.
So if you're buying a ticket, that means it's more expensive. Then
You can't just buy the ticket alone.
Just to see your
artist. It's a mission, man. It's a mission. But
is it only Wiz or there's other people there as well?
I think there's Miss Banks is there, no?
T-shirt with the sun, bro.
What? Yo, that is that's powerful. You know,
one time TikTok is a
that's actually black excellence. If you think about it. when you think about it, that's actually the epitome of black excellence.
Shamal, hit it one time.
Love, man. God bless Miss Banks, man.
Hit it one time.
Honestly, man, she deserves the world, man. What's she in? Top two artists in the UK. I was gonna go the best, but you know.
There's not really, I thought it's Steph. I thought Steph had her team pattern.
It is, yeah, but the
Steph London's team is crazy still.
That's on the colour of
the team. Don't try and give my boy down. the accusations. No allegations. This is the first and last episode of Real Soul.
What
Social,
the hell?
Though. Oh man.
Views of GB only.
GBO, bro. GB only. You, man. Colour is a real thing though, man. Colour is
mad
a real
thing. Nah, I love Miss Bax, man.
She's dope, man. She's proper dope.
Save
man.
My PR, bruv. Save my PR. Save the PR, bro.
Have you not been seeing the slander that they've been getting about the music, the UK music industry?
No, what's been going on?
Basically, a lot of artists, a lot of even drill rappers are kind of taking well known songs.
Like sampling,
them and changing up the lyrics small, but keeping the same flow. People saying the UK music industry has gone to cahoots.
To be fair, sampling's always been like that, anyways. Though you chop
nah,
up,
but not
oh,
like
no,
this.
Actually, no. Tell a lie. I'm trying shit. To be fair, because with good samples, your A is supposed to ring like raw. This sounds familiar, but this one is literally.
It's remix, basically remix at this point, bro.
It's literally remixing it still. To be fair, like I said, I'm not really in touch with the UK scene as much as I would like to be.
So it's what's
up, yeah, bro? I'm most of my shit is American, bro. It's not old school. It's not old. Yeah, like most of my shit is American. But the stuff that does come out of the UK, like I try my best, just as a music person in general, just to put your ear to it. But I feel like obviously with social media. A lot of people that get into music nowadays, more time, it's really for the bread, man, just to break your bank. So if you can get a song that's popping, I remember seeing someone about, what's these boys called? A1 and J1.
Yeah.
Apparently they're the face of
this whole new trend.
The new sample trend.
But you know what it is? I listen to their podcast.
But their song slap though. Well, slaps in the way when I say commercially, it slaps. Like
I think for the younger generation, it slaps, yeah. I can't discredit them purely because I listen to what, like, because they were on the Who We Be podcast with Harry Panera and
Henry.
Shout out Henry as well, man. But yeah, they were on the podcast with them and they were just talking about their music generally. They weren't always like this. It's like a lot of the time with artists, people always have to box them in because that's what they've heard or that's what people have commercially heard.
Yeah, first.
They were actually rapping, like, they always had stuff on SoundCloud, they had stuff
on
SoundCloud.
So then why didn't they stick to it? It's because the labels had.
They still do, but obviously. What gets pushed out is what gets pushed out, and that's what's kind of popular.
As an artist, you still gotta maintain some sort of control about what you want to put out.
But these men are what, 16 and 18? You think they're gonna have the balls to speak up?
They should.
They ain't no Kanye, bro. They ain't no Kanye. And speaking of Kanye, you man, what's that documentary?
No, Genius is brazy, bro. I've only seen part one and two. I haven't seen three and four yet, bro. I'm taking my time with it.
I don't think it's only three. I think it's only three. But
is it three?
One and
three
part
two, I'm bugging. Sorry.
That man a genius, man.
Nah, he's
it kind of made sense for his madness, but.
It's ridiculous.
That whole documentary, it's inspiring, man. It's definitely
awesome. With the sampling thing, I don't really have an issue with it. I don't have any qualms with it, to be fair. I don't really think. I mean, I think the only thing it tells of you as an artist is that you're not very original. There's no creativity behind what you're doing.
It can be lazy. I think so. H and RDA, for example, you said, you know.
Oh, okay.
I feel like people, and they're sampling like.
Bait songs
from black culture, innit?
Yeah.
So I think that's another reason why people had issues with it. They kind of feel like. Is this another way of people
appropriating fairs, mad thing?
But if they're rappers, isn't it? Like, do you get what I'm trying to say? There's not much they can't sample Elton John. Like, do you get what I'm trying to say? They're rappers.
I hear what you're saying.
I think they're all right.
I
rappers.
Think if you're gonna sample, like I said, it's just gotta be in a way where it's done creatively, bro. Like niggas shouldn't really know. Yeah,
you know, when someone comes a couple down these, like, oh, did you know this was sampled from this?
Do you get it? Like, shun off the. Like, I can't be 5 seconds in and I know where this is from already. Like. It's crazy, but like I said, artists are here to break bank, man. TikTok is pushing. I had a conversation with Freak about with the Finesse song. And Freak was basically saying that if the snippet didn't land on TikTok first, the song would probably be much bigger than it is now. It's still very big, but Then again, that's the TikTok. TikTok.
You know, that reminds you of the Fireboy Peru song.
What, the remix that did?
Not the remix, the original song, because there was a snippet that was going around. It was like, Peru, Fire. I mean, I think that's what kind of created the buzz before you actually dropped the whole song. But I think it goes hand in hand. Sometimes it's good, sometimes you get the good and the bad with it.
They're even starting to create another genre. They're calling them TikTok artists now.
Yeah,
that's mad, you know, that we're going to that stage.
That's what the man was saying about David, though.
Like,
apparently he brought out a couple
TikTok artists. Artists.
Hey, don't release that. What's that song? Talking to the... What's this guy?
I don't know.
I thought his voice was deep. It's high. The thing was high.
Like the tingle burner.
No, but it looked properly. Like the tingle burner. Joe, were you at David, though?
Concerts ain't my vibe, bro. Bro. I was at the first Davido. Did not like it, bro.
You say concerts aren't your vibe? I swear you got composers, though.
That's different, though.
Oh, okay.
What's this guy doing navigational system?
What were you doing in your spare time outside of that video?
What are you talking about?
I'm just asking general questions, man. Can I not ask you questions?
I don't have my lawyer here, bro. I'll be wrong. I don't feel comfortable asking these kind of questions. Let me retract my statement. Not that I don't like concerts, but I would like to go to a concert that I fuck with who I'm going to like see, or I at least know a couple songs. With the video.
Wait, you see.
No, see, I'm fucking with artists that I know and I see. I listen to. Or if I'm going, I know the songs. Or if, like, for example, Davido wouldn't even be a bad thing to go to, but I don't know. I think I got put off the first one because I remember it was me, Farouk, Tim, Ibrahim, we all went in it. And that was when he brought Rush. You know when Gunly was popping at the time?
Mm-hmm.
That was popping. I don't know, man. It was, not that it wasn't good. It was just very, very average. But this time around, I'm hearing very good reviews. A lot of people said that this banged. Some people even say it was better than Wiz.
Again, I'm hearing mixed reviews. I'm hearing some say it was good, some people say it was bad.
They said, I think the only bad thing they said about it was the sound. Said it was delayed. Because obviously they have in-ears and in it, so you can't. They listen to the track in their ears.
Okay.
But obviously when they're singing at the same time, it was a little bit delayed. So delayed, people
talking about, that can mess up a whole thing.
People talking about sound. But yeah,
Tion Wayne killed it. Ardy killed it. Adekunle God, I'm waiting for that guy's concert. If I have to go to
he's in October, I'm there. See, that's someone I would pay money to go to see, bro, because I know he's a performer.
He doesn't go to concerts, yeah.
That's someone that I would pay to go and see, bro, because I know I'm going to get my money.
I hear it, bro. Men line on performance still. I understand what the ladies are going through.
I just want to be high.
That's a cold song. But Adekunle did his thing. They also did their thing. Young Blue, that was a surprising one.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Young Blue and...
What song did you sing?
I think Time. What's that? What's that song?
Is it She Don't Waste No Time?
No.
Who's that? That's the other brother.
Your Mind. I think it was Your Mind.
Oh, Jay Sim. Time Hills.
Oh, you can sing.
Yeah, come on, man.
You can sing. See, all right.
Shout me out, bro.
Okay. I think they did that. The guy, the Gallus guy. Because I'm a Gallus. Is it
his
or
hers?
I don't even know who that
is,
brother. It's a TikTok song. You know that song.
Kind of song.
What song is that?
Jesus Christ.
You know that song, bro.
All right, we understand you can sing, bro.
Yeah, I'm there.
This is all I've just seen, innit? Or what people have told me, but it was a good concert, man. Shout out them.
Do you think he can do Wembley? Because I saw one of the promo of his, they said Wembley next.
That he said.
They said, David, calm down.
Listen. I'm all for it, man. Africa taking over the world, man. I
think he could. Wembley's what? Wait, 40-20.
50 Cent is about to do Wembley, and
me and Fru had this conversation. Yeah, as much as I am the biggest 50 fan in the world, I'll be so real, bro. I'm not paying £100 to stand.
Did you not see my man at the Super Bowl? Did you not see him? But that was hanging down.
That was a combination. No, see, that's nostalgia. That's kicking your ass, bro.
What?
I'm being serious, bro.
You think it was a bad performance?
No. I didn't say it was a bad performance, but I'm saying, you know how much he's charging for standing tickets?
Standing tickets are like 140 something.
A bills plus. You're going to pay a bills plus to see 50.
I think that's because, bro, he's not just going to come by himself. He's bringing
probably,
it
yeah, probably,
back.
Probably.
He's going to come up with mad people. I don't know, man. Come on.
50 I would put up the money, but I would be like,
this guy's gonna go back to the gym for this one, man. I'm telling you.
I'll be tight about it. Yeah, he has to, bro. The upside down thing was not doing him justice. He has to, bro.
Dude, if you watched it live, it didn't look that bad, but I watched most of it.
Crazy.
Well,
you pay 100 bills up to see 50.
I'm not gonna lie to you, it's...
See, this is what I mean. This is something I have to negotiate, bro. I'm tugging with my money to... to give.
But it's a once in a lifetime, because I don't know, I doubt he would do another.
He was at the O2, when I was working at the O2, he was at the O2 2018, I think. You went he did four shows. Yeah, I was working at O2, bro. That was my pattern.
Like your first job, or?
It was, you know, like my first proper job. Yeah, I was a cashier, bro. Good nights, man.
If I tell you about my first ever job, yeah, the slavery I was going through, my dad tried to quit that. So my sister, shout out my sister, man. I love her all the time. Mojo Jones, innit? But she got me an interview at Superdrug. We went to Bromley, we were handing out CVs now. She got me an interview at Superdrug.
Superdrug?
Yeah, Superdrug, cosmetic stores, innit?
Yeah.
Calm. So I'm just there now. I'm about to do my interview. My sister's wished me good luck. I think her interview's an hour after mine. Cool. I go now, yeah. Then she's going through the whole process, asking me them questions, yada, yada, yada. I'm answering them. I'm like, yeah, I'm ready for this. Cool. And then she's like, we're about to take you to the shop floor. I just wanted to see how you interact with customers. Tell me, I just want to see how you do, monitor how you do. I'm like, cool, I'll see if you can sell. They have this thing, I think, called a beauty card. It has like a mirror. The girls will know.
Just basically, if you got the sales tactics up,
yeah, up and up. Yeah, because they got to promote that. So cool. I'm on the shop floor. I'm just trying to help people. Like, oh, hello, can I help? I'm like, oh, no. Oh, can I help? Cool. No, we were saying no. Then this one, like, it's old, like, she's a like, more elderly person, white woman now. She's putting, like, I don't know what women do when they put stuff on their wrists. So,
oh, the taste of stuff.
They kind of like sample, like, I don't know if it's lipstick or whatever. So she's putting it on now.
Just to see the shading.
And she's like, I want this color or something close to this color. Do you think you can help me? I'm like, you know what it is? I'm a tryer in it. So I'm gonna try help. So I'm looking for the color. I'm looking at her wrist, looking at the colors, looking through the whole thing, this and that. So I pick out a color.
This guy's freestyling. Bro.
This thing goes brown, innit? And you know, there's different types of brown, but this thing looked so close to what she had on her wrist. So I'm like, you know what is? This is it. I think I found it. I'm proud of myself at this point. I even look back to see if the woman's watching what I'm doing. I'm like, yeah, like this is me. Cool. I give her the thing now, and she looks at it. She looks at me up and down. She's like, wearing lipstick, this is flipping nail polish.
Get this man out of here, bro.
Bro, I said,
get this man out of here now.
It was so funny. They still gave me the job afterwards, but I thought, rah, like, this is a lot of work to do, but.
Get this man out of here, bro. What the hell?
I really thought. But best believe, guess what they were trying to pay? Yes, I was 60 at the time. They were trying to pay me £4.59 an hour.
You deserve it for doing stuff like that, bro. Man is giving out no polish and they're looking for a lipstick.
Man, you know, I saw that. I did 1 week there.
That's so mad.
I think I did 1 or 2 weeks.
I said that. That's bad,
brazy. Bro, it was brazy. But yeah, I did. After that, I quit. Nah, man.
Working in the OT was lit, man. I remember my days, bro. Because we was agency in it. But I think when I started, it was very hard for me to get shifts. But obviously, it got to a point where I was very familiar with the people who were the managers basically of the agency.
Okay.
So like, I was just a pattern. So it basically became like a full-time job. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, O2 lit, bruv. I used to work level one, then I got moved to level two and three. So the boxes, serving people food and that. And it's a good networking still, you know, meet a lot of rich people in the boxes, bruv. You know, hello, doctors, hello, bro.
What was your agency, Compass?
It was Arc still.
I did Compass, Arc, yeah. I did Chelsea, I did O2 as well.
Yeah, I used to do O2, I did Vauxhall. Where did you lot play cricket?
Oval.
I did Oval, took them one time. I remember I did Ascot. Ish. Brother. I felt like I was going to Narnia, bro. Do you know how long going from ends to Ascot is,
bro? My boy,
the things we do for money, man.
Tell you, my boy Rex used to tell me
the things we do,
man,
for money, bro.
He used to do the maddest shifts. Well, he's a hard worker, but fam, he used to do the maddest shifts at Ascot. But you get tips, though.
You get tips, but bro, the journey, bro, and the day, and you know, Ascot is a 3-day thing, innit? Like, so you're going. You're going from ends back every day, bro.
Yeah, nah. That one, Chelsea though, for me, that was the everyone in South London worked at Chelsea one time.
Nah, OT was my thing still.
Wow. OT was sick, but bro, Chelsea.
I think I've left my name somewhere in one of them tools.
The only times I came with the wrong name, pair times you see Maria, you'll see different names, bro. Liam, all of that.
I met Idris Elba at O2 actually, because basically what you do is sometimes they'll put you in something called the basement, which is basically, so you know where all the high profile people get pre-drinks.
Okay.
In some place. Now they can do it in the express lounge, but there used to be something called the basement. I think it's still there. But yeah, people get pre-drinks there and you can do after parties there as well, you know. So I think one time I was chilling, serving customers, Idris Elba just pulled up. He's like, you're right, mate. I was like, yeah, I'm good. But I didn't deep it because I was still pouring in it. So I've looked up now and my phone is off. I would have turned my phone on, I would actually want to take a picture. But my manager, I think he was somewhere around. He's like, "You're right, mate." I was like, "Yeah, I'm good." He was with his wife. Well, his girlfriend at the time, now wife.
Steady, your time, bro. You see me in the basement as well, man. Your time is coming, man.
Amen, no.
Time is coming, bro.
Amen. Time is you coming. See, you also be in the basement.
Yeah, I don't know if that's it so or not.
The way you said that was so shady, bro.
Wait, what?
I said,
you also be in the basement, bro. Good things for me and the people there, man. Come on, man. Everybody with us. What did you think about Dirk? So you seen the Dirk interview?
The body cam.
Brother. Trouble, he was getting a grilling.
You see, I don't understand this yet. I hear him what he's saying, you know. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, you can't say something like that on cam, bro.
You know it is not. You gotta listen to what he's saying. He just says, yeah, he wants a woman with a low body count. If that's his preference, that's his preference, you know. Aren't people allowed to have preference anymore?
You know what's so crazy? I don't think people are not allowed to have preference. I think the way he phrased it was like, cause it was like, I think did Gilly ask him? I can't remember what they asked him, something about why he chose India or why she's the one, kind of thing. So obviously
he listed other characteristics
from that context. Yeah, he said no, but most of what he was saying was like
the main one is gonna be because that's the one that's the most controversial one. And I get what people are trying to say. Yeah, you shouldn't tie your body count, but if that's what draws a man to his missus,
you think that should be enough to draw a man to a missus?
It's not enough because you can't just have a low body count and that's it. You gotta have.
To be fair, I got watching full, so just so I'm not out of context. I know how trailers work. I know how promo works.
Now you have to. You gotta do that.
I'm not gonna lie. I watched that. I was like, even I was thinking, Dirk, man,
they're gonna roast.
They got you down for this one, bro.
If he's that's
hella retweets talking about how all the things to list about why you like somebody. Body count is one.
The one that got me.
Men love this idea of what are they talking about? About purity. And having no, ownership and having feeling like no women, your woman's never been touched.
It's not that. It's just the same way certain women would say, I don't like friendly men. Because you don't want your man to be accessible like
friendly
that
and body count.
Wait. I'm not saying it's the exact same thing. Yeah. Sorry, let me actually get what I'm saying. But I'm not saying it's the exact same thing. What I'm trying to say is you just don't want your missus to be as accessible past, present, or future to as many people. And that's, I think that's what he's trying to get. Obviously, he's not as educated. He's not going to say it. He's probably not a media trained that well.
Yeah, he's just going to say
it. He's going to say how he says it, innit? And it's obviously, it's going to, whatever you say nowadays is going to come across, someone's going to take offense to it. But I think the crux of what he's saying, I kind of get what he's trying to say. If that's his preference. It's the same with what Kim K's now said about
hardworking women.
Got hard work. Because I get everyone says the privilege, but at the end of the day, you have to work for what you want. You gotta
maintain it still. Being born into riches is not enough, bro. It can sustain you, but she's like what, the third generation in? So like by then the money could have been done, bro. So
don't get twisted, she's had like crazy privilege, like, cause I've never seen like a black woman come out, have a sex tape and spin it to become a successful businesswoman. That is not a great business model for any type of black person out there. I can imagine that. But if we're talking about just the ethics of like the crux of what she's saying, just hard, stay out with your craft, believe in what you want to do and go
for it. I don't hear it with all these 24-hour stuff. Like they're trying to stretch it, man. Like the message is so simple, bro. I understand, obviously don't be oblivious to certain things. I understand that people have privilege, it's fine, but the message stays the same, bro. I didn't take offense to what she said, I'll be real. Like, you just said work hard.
It's
this way. His friend, off. She's born to prove is cool, isn't it?
So your one's the excuse with Molly May. Is that what you're trying to say?
I didn't. I just said I could see past everything else. Like,
what do you take from when people say you only have 24 hours? What do you actually take from it personally?
From like my own pure understanding is just to make use of your day, bro. That's literally what I hear.
I mean, that's what I thought.
Literally what I hear. But obviously, The argument is always the fact that obviously you can't say that because everybody doesn't have the same 24 hours. Like, people have things that get in their way of being able to make use of their day. Like, people are going through things, they're struggling with things. People have challenges, isn't it? Roadblocks, whether it's, you know,
it's very true.
Being a minority, coming from a poor background, you know, abuse, neglect, whatever it may be, in it, you've got something that stops you from being at your full potential. So it's very inconsiderate to say, oh yeah, just make use of it. But the message for me stands the same. But I don't know, maybe that's just my my principle.
But that's the thing though, because I feel like that's the principle of what they're actually saying. I think it's just, it kind of gives hope. I know, I can understand people are in some messed up situations in life. Let's take for instance, African footballers to get a way out, especially for playing football in the village, to find your way out and to come. Club. It's crazy, but at the same time, you can work so hard at something
and it's a testament, somehow it's a testament to what you've done as well, isn't it? Like, for you to be able to say, like, real man really put in the work to be where I am, and nobody can ever challenge the fact that I worked hard enough to be here. Like, it's pride in itself, man. Pride in itself.
And then if you work hard at what you do, if you believe in what you do, work hard at it and make it bang, man. Make it bang. It's been a long week, man.
I need to be on my supplement game again, bro. You know, I'm not gonna lie, yeah. As much as I say, I never really knew how educational TikTok was as well, you know, be real.
Or do you
want to be certain, like apparently, so they were saying something about, you know how you, like, sometimes you might feel tired, like during the day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently taking a glass of water before bed and then a magnesium supplement makes you feel mad, like awake and happy.
Enjoyed it?
Yeah, I've been doing it still. Can't lie, from when I stopped doing it, I noticed the difference.
Oh, so you stopped now?
Yeah, I haven't done it in two weeks.
So my mum and dad are always trying to recommend some either soup or some sort of supplement or something, man.
I hear it, bro.
I might have to look into it, though, because...
No, you should still. It's a pattern. Yeah,
definitely a pattern.
It's a pattern. Oh, my gosh, bro.
What about you, though? Your summer? You didn't tell me about your summer. What you got planned this summer?
Bro, I'll be real. It's baby boys, man.
Talk to me about that, man. Talk to me.
Baby boys.
You had your first.
Guys. For those that don't know, you missed out, man.
The events
game is cracking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Beggs' new crypto. people are invested. Obviously, as you guys know, the events game is cracking. Baby boy events. Mm-hmm. Had the first one 25th of February. It's a great night, good vibes, good music, good people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going again in March, man. So when's the episode drops? I don't think the event would have happened by then because I'm probably going to drop it today.
Seriously? Did you think it was going to, because I was there, did you think it was going to go that well?
This is what I was saying. I was telling you, man, this before. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah? I don't know what it is with me and planning stuff, yeah? But even at my last show, so obviously we didn't know each other from when I did my last show.
Yeah.
Banks is a testament to this. Fam. So I had planned the show to start at 7, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Tumbleweed, yeah. Nobody's in the venue. To about, 8. Is that when everyone started kicking in? So from that hour, I'm bugging, bro. I'm just like, fam.
Start calling people, where you at?
Am I going to not have an audience? What's going on? Am I not telling me, yo, relax, bro. Like, people are going to be late. So obviously from like 8 o'clock, you know, it starts getting warm. 8:30 is really, really warm. 9 o'clock, we're cracking. So it was kind of the same vibe with the events. Cause I remember when me and Fruit got there from like 8, it was a mess still. DJ was
but no
just,
one comes. DJ, no one comes.
I don't expect
eight.
People, no, that's what I'm saying. I don't expect it to be there for 8, but it got to about 9-ish, around 9-ish. Was really even seeing like one person every 15 minutes. I'm bugging, what am I talking about? So I think from like 9:30, doors getting packed. So I was even telling him, I was like, bro, man, like, we got to a point where it was like, oh man, black timing, like, bro, I was so-
A roller coaster of emotions,
bro. But I feel like obviously, it's the added pressure of like, when you put something on, you kind of expect to go a certain way. When it doesn't, it's just like, it's a little bit annoying, but, nah, I've become accustomed to it now, bro. People are not turning up by the time you tell them, so get with the program.
What made you want to start, baby? Was what made you
the event
do that
stuff?
Event?
You know, I think for me personally, for those that know me, it's more about just exuding my characteristic as a individual.
Mm.
Just being, obviously, people know me as very like extroverted, happy, go lucky.
Definitely, man. That's what I noticed straight away.
Being able to chat to people and just conversate in it, so. Why not put that energy into something useful, get people to have a good time and just chat up, bruv.
So when the event happened, what's one thing, like, besides the lateness, what's one thing that was causing a headache on the day?
On the day?
Yeah. Because I know I called you even before you, I was like, how's it going? This and that, blah, blah, blah. You were stressed.
The only main headache that I could think of on the actual day.
Mm-hmm.
What was the main headache? Yeah, let's just say there was a bit of fire at home, man. bit of a palaver in certain areas. But nah, there was no main troubles in regards to the event still. I think everything ran smoothly. A lot of people said I didn't enjoy myself though, I'll be real. That's what I was telling you. People said I wasn't enjoying myself still. Like I had moments where
You're working, bro.
I had the Polaroid in my hand, all taking the pics and that, giving it to people. I wasn't really, really invested, like proper. Frugo's having a blast, bro. This guy, what's the door closed? He was off, bro. But me, bro. I was in the bag of like, you know, and I feel like, I don't know, maybe as the promoter, you've got to be the BTS kind of guy. You're not really meant to be in the mix like that. But nah, this time around, you guys will definitely buy me a drink, bro. If you lot are coming, man.
This guy's a big liar. I offered you how many shots?
You didn't offer me nothing.
I'm not drinking today. Me?
Oh yeah, no, that night I wasn't. Yeah, that night I said I wasn't.
Oh, so this one,
my drink is changed. I will have a drink. Go to.
Oh, we'll enjoy.
Buy me a drink, man. There's 3 shots on entry, guys. If you lot are pulling up, first 50 shots, it's tequila. So have fun with that.
So what day is that again? Just for people that 26, forgot?
Man. For listeners, everybody that's listening.
What time? Where's 26, the location?
What's it? So yeah, interlude, 8 to 2 in the morning. Address is on the flyer. We've got DJ T's them, for those that know. He did a fantastic job the last time around.
Yeah, he was cold still.
But yeah, man, it's gonna be good vibes. Come on, listen to everything. Bashment, hip hop, R&B, Afro beats.
I'm hearing the winner of the Afro beats dance battle wins £100.
Where the hell did you hear this?
That's what you told me before.
Which baby boy media leak is this, bruv? We don't have £100 to give you. Nobody should come and be doing.
You're gonna have an Afrobeats edition. They'll dance battle.
Nobody should come and be doing cat in my event, bruv. I kick you out, bruv.
That was there for you back in the day, though.
I was never in my scene, bro. Don't come and do cat in my dance, bruv.
Shout out to all
the guys. Enjoy yourselves. Go crazy. There might even be a. There might be a clash. We don't know yet. We'll see how it goes, bruv.
Yeah, we're working on
it. But yeah, man, it's good. Summer is insane, bruv. What we've got planned is insane.
You got a lot planned.
Summer. But yeah, I feel like the reason why a lot of the stuff is booming, especially with events, one thing I've noticed is, I feel like obviously we've been restrained for the last 2 years, innit? So like, I think this year is the year where there's like literally nothing being put in place. I think the only thing—
Excuse me?
The only— Nah.
War is around the corner. Did you forget?
Hey, I'm trying to buy a cocktail, man. Lie, bro. I'm trying to buy a cocktail. Nah, I play. But I feel like this year is the year where they aren't really, apart from travel and like actually leaving the country, but like in regards to like just being in the country and like moving about and stuff, I don't think there are any restraints whatsoever. So I think this is the year people are really, really trying to go hard, bro, and enjoy themselves. So yeah, man, come and enjoy yourself at Baby Boys, man.
It's definitely going to be a
come enjoy yourself. Edson said he's looking for someone to go home with. So,
Jesus Christ, I'm a child of God.
For those for any woman that's looking for young husky fella, come and find Eddie.
It's definitely not that. Edson
said he's looking for someone to go home with, bruv. I'm just there to take pictures and make sure you guys have a good time.
It's the vibe, man.
Nothing else. But yeah, man, before we go, you got anything you want to shout today?
My sister got something coming. BTS Network.
Yes.
If you ain't seen that, go follow that on Instagram. Go BTS Network all on Insta, Twitter. Follow her TikTok. It's Mojo. You might see my face on there a couple times. Mikey Media, my boy, he did the wonderful, wonderful flyer
for
Baby
Mikey, man.
Boys. Jide.
Did his thing.
I thought
his name is Mikey.
Yeah? Nah, you call him Jide Mikey.
Okay,
but Mikey.
Okay. Shout out Jide, man.
Mikey Media. And yeah, man, that's me for now.
Yeah, man, hopefully you guys pull up on the 26th. You guys can have a blast.
Definitely.
It's going to be a good time, man. Come and enjoy ourselves. But yeah, that's Real Soul for episode 74.
Little
and that is a wrap.